Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
Support for LAist comes from Visual Communications, presenting VC Film Fest, celebrating 40 years of Asian and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander filmmaking, with over 200 films May 1st through 10th. Info at festival.vcmedia.org.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, a big change in Los Angeles. It's deploying more specially trained teams to respond to mental health crises rather than sending out police officers. About 100,000 low-income Californians could see their phone bills go up. We'll tell you why and where you can have your say. And the total solar eclipse is Monday, but not everyone will get the total treatment. So how much eclipse will we see in Southern California? It's Wednesday, April 3rd. I'm Nick Roman. This is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. LA city officials have announced the launch of six new mental health crisis response teams made up of clinicians and not police. Details from LA's mental health reporter Robert Garova.
Family members and activists have long called for the removal of police from mental health crisis calls, especially because outcomes too often turn violent or deadly. Now the city has partnered with three nonprofits to send out mental health pros to some 911 calls that might have gone to officers. Naomi Novak says her team has sat with people for hours while they were in crisis and brought food to a woman who was crying because she was hungry. All of it takes empathy.
And really just sitting down and having a conversation with somebody and connecting with them when they're all alone in the world.
In the first 3 weeks, the teams have responded to 300 calls. For LAist 89.3, I'm Robert Garova.
As many as 100,000 Californians can expect their phone bills to go up if AT&T stops offering a federal telephone service discount for low-income people. That story from LAist digital equity reporter Nareda Moreno.
AT&T wants to give up its designation as an eligible telecommunications carrier. That would allow it to cut off federal lifeline service discounts to low-income residents and people who live in remote areas. Eligible customers get up to $9.25 off their monthly phone bill. Those on tribal lands get up to $34 off. Advocates say it's a critical service for older adults, people with disabilities, and others who live on a fixed income. A final decision from the state's Public Utility Commission is expected this fall. For LAist 89.3, I'm Nereida Moreno.
So, do you have thoughts about the change that you want to share with the California Public Utilities Commission? We have a link to do that at LAist.com. You know, we've been telling you for months about problems with the FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid. It's been revised, and it's glitchy. Many students who need financial aid to pay for college are from mixed-status families with a parent not authorized to live in the U.S. The California Student Aid Commission says about 12% of college students in the state are from mixed-status families. They face more hurdles when they fill out that FAFSA. The Student Aid Commission says it is working with counselors to help those students overcome the hurdles and to stay patient with a process riddled with problems. We have a guide to filling out the FAFSA. You'll find it at LAist.com. When we come back, the total solar eclipse is Monday, but not everyone will get that total treatment. How much eclipse will we see here in Southern California?
Support for LAist comes from Latino Theater Company at the Los Angeles Theater Center, presenting the world premiere of Ghost Waltz by Oliver Mayer, a bold original recovery of Juventino Rosas, one of Mexico's most significant composers. Follow Rosas from his father's early death to his friendship with ragtime genius Scott Joplin, now on stage through June 2nd. Tickets and information at latinotheaterco.org.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artist's major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at nortonsimon.org.
This is the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Charter school advocates are suing LA Unified over its policy that limits which public school campuses charter schools can share. LA's K-12 education reporter Mariana Dale unpacks the latest development in this decades-long legal battle.
California law requires public school districts to provide space to charters that is, quote, reasonably equivalent to what's available to traditional schools. As a result, some charters and district schools share campuses. Earlier this year, LAUSD adopted a policy to steer charters away from schools with high-need students. The California Charter School Association alleges this violates state law and is suing to eliminate the policy. An LAUSD spokesperson said the district does not typically comment on pending or ongoing litigation. I'm Mariana Dale.
Ever wish you'd had a class in college that taught you how to get out of debt or how to save and invest your money? Well, they've got one at LA City College. Patricia De Peralta is a finance major at LACC, and she took the class. Patricia grew up in Carson, and she has her heart set on buying a house someday.
Right now, I feel very, unsure. And taking this class, I feel like, okay, I have a better grasp on tools that I can potentially explore if I have the means to.
And to get there, Patricia first will pay off her car loan, and then she'll save up some money and apply what she's learned by investing it. Speaking of investors, a pair of dissident shareholders unhappy with Disney boss Bob Iger tried to land two board seats at Disney's annual meeting today in San Francisco. Activist investor Nelson Peltz and former Disney executive Jay Rasulo wanted to get on the board and push for a plan for Iger's eventual departure, plus better profits. The preliminary votes shows Peltz and Rasulo fell short, far short. Although they do claim some measure of success, they say they've pushed Disney to theme park upgrades and other improvements, and they say the stock price shows it. From the Texas town of Eagle Pass on the Mexican border, northeast to Plattsburgh, New York, close to the Canadian border, that long strip of America is where you will see next Monday's total solar eclipse. But hey, NASA scientist Noah Petro, what will we see in Southern California?
Folks on the West Coast in Los Angeles, you'll have about a 50% eclipse. The moon will block about 50% of the sun. So what you can expect on that day is mid portion of the day, the sun will dim briefly, and you will have this beautiful kind of Pac-Man-like chunk taken out from the sun.
And we have more about how to watch the eclipse safely. Check it out at LAist.com. And stay with LAist in the coming days. Science reporter Jacob Margolis is heading to Texas to see the eclipse in its totality. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Be sure to listen again tomorrow morning when Suzanne Watley brings you the LA Report AM edition. The LA Report is produced by Daniel Martinez, Libby Rainey, and Tiffany Ujiye. Megan Garvey is the executive editor. Catherine Mailhouse, our director of content development. Our engineer, Tui Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. You can read more about this evening's stories at LAist.com. You can also listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. You know, listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please donate at LAist.com/join. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.